In times of distress, countries all around the world know they can turn to an organization, national or international, to help them overcome the catastrophe that has befallen them. Arash Khalatberi will introduce you to such an organization in Iran and relate the extraordinary efforts of its selfless members.
One's life has value so long as one attributes value to the life of others by means of love, friendship, and compassion. Iranian Red Crescent Society is a part of an organization called National Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Nearly every country has its own society, and currently 186 national societies are recognized by the International Committee of the Red Cross and admitted as full members of the Federation.
These are the people you want to see when you're in trouble.
Mere money does not satisfy Captain Ali Kafahi, the helicopter pilot in Iranian Red Crescent Society.
There are many private companies that need helicopter pilots in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they pay a lot of money as well. But I will not exchange the sense of satisfaction that I get when I save a person in a road accident or any situation where they need our help with any money.
The International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement have approximately 97 million volunteers, members, and staff worldwide. Abul Hassan Faqi is the president of the Iranian Red Crescent Society.
We help the people of many other countries affected by natural disasters. Our biggest help and rescue mission from last year was helping Pakistan. In that mission, more than 183 doctors, nurses, and assistants, and 7 movable and immovable clinics were established. 14,000 tents were also put up for more than 100,000 displaced people. 28 containers of aid weighing more than 7,000 tons, gathered by the Iranian people for the people of Pakistan, were also delivered to that country.
Red Crescent saves lives in more than one way. It also produces medicine. This is one of its most important medicine factories called Soha, and their motto is Soha, health for all. Let's take a look at inside.
An important task of the Iranian Red Crescent Society is providing medicine for the sick. The Iranian Red Crescent Society imports and produces medicine. The medicine is produced in several high-tech factories.
This machine is used for producing granule in special conditions. There are only 18 machines manufactured like this, and one of them is used right here in Iranian Red Crescent.
Medicines produced by the Iranian Red Crescent Society are made according to highest international standards, and Iran exports some of its products as well. Fardin Baluchi, the head of medical procurement organization of the Iranian Red Crescent Society, had this to say about the organization.
At the moment, we are providing medical and health services in our 22 treatment centers in 15 countries. 3 of the 20 treatment centers are hospitals located in the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and Bolivia. Bolivia is the farthest country that we provide permanent services for. Our other centers are in the form of clinic and polyclinic, and we provide health services in those treatment centers as well.
The value of life lies not on the length of days, but in the use we make of them. Whether you find satisfaction in life depends not on your tale of years, but on your will. Arash Khalatbari, reporting for Iran.
Before we say goodbye, we would like to thank you sincerely for your emails and comments, in particular Ms. Sajjad Soltani from the province of Kerman in Iran. We truly appreciate your input and will do our best to cover the areas you have mentioned in Kerman. For the rest of you, I wish you a pleasant week. Goodbye.